The tearful dragon decided to go home. He knew he'd never find a friend because he just couldn't help breathing fire. On the way to his cave, he passed a small cottage.
"Hello,"
he heard a voice call, and a little old woman hurried from the cottage towards him.
"Don't come too near," he warned her kindly. "I'm a dragon. I breathe fire."
"I don't care if you're a monster from outer space," said the little old woman, "just so long as you can help me." And she pulled the dragon through her cottage door.
"My stove's gone out," explained the little old woman, "and I can't cook my dinner."
"I can light it for you," said the dragon, "but you'll have to make me laugh."
The little old woman popped a saucepan on her head and danced a very funny dance around the kitchen. But it wasn't funny enough to make the dragon laugh. She cartwheeled across the room, singing silly songs and pulling silly faces. But still she couldn't make the dragon laugh. Then she had an idea. She grabbed her feather duster and tickled under the dragon's arm. The dragon roared with laughter. He was very ticklish. With the flames that shot from his mouth, the dragon lit the old woman's stove.
"Would you like to stay for dinner?" she asked. "There's plenty here for two."
The dinner was delicious, and both the dragon and the little old woman had plenty to talk about.
"Will you come and see me again tomorrow?" asked the little old woman.
A very happy dragon climbed into bed that night.
"I found a friend," he chuckled.
And as he did so, a tiny flame oozed from the corner of his mouth.